I think one of the greatest gifts that a teacher gives to students is leaving. Because it really is a freeing of the student. We create all kinds of dependencies on teachers, and they keep us weak. It's a little bit like training wheels on a bicycle. If you have training wheels on a bicycle, yeah, you can ride fast, you can feel terrific, but until you take those wheels off, you don't have balance. You're not really under your own steam. Rudy used to leave repeatedly to go to India and to go on buying trips, and he would combine that with seeing his teacher. And those trips were very complicated for me in the beginning, because I just couldn't imagine sustaining my own effort without Rudy. And in those days, there were no other teachers. It was just Rudy. So when he left, you were totally, totally on your own. And it never dawned on me in those early days that there might be a kind of permanent departure. To me, it was always a temporary thing, and I figured somehow or another I would work my way through it. In truth, every time he left, I got stronger. I became a better student because I really had to dig deep inside to feel him, to find him, and really to find that which animated him. And it was really work to get there. Rudy made it easy. He would sit down like this. He would sit in front of us. He would sit down, and there you were. You were sitting with one of the great masters, really, of spiritual work. And he would just be present. He would send this enormous quantity of love in your direction. He would open up all these channels inside you. And in a way, you didn't have to do very much. You just had to surrender. And all these things would align and work themselves through, and you would come out of a class with Rudy knowing you had been worked. If you asked for help to surrender and got out of the way, Rudy's energy did it. And of course, in the early years, I only thought of it as Rudy's energy. I never thought of it as my energy. My energy was kind of the obstruction. And Rudy's energy was that which removed obstruction. But when he went to India, and I sat by myself every day, I realized in my connecting with Rudy, I was really connecting with me. I was really connecting with myself. Because what else is there? Rudy was, if you will, a channel, not to Rudy, but to the self itself. Rudy was this open door, and you could walk through it, and the self walked through it, and there was a kind of meeting. There was a sense of being with myself, oneself. Rudy was a kind of manifestation of myself. And in truth, that's what the guru principle is. The guru is a physical presence that has essentially let go of its attachment to its physicality, even to its location within the body. It just is presence itself. So when you sit with a guru, who are you sitting with? You're sitting with presence made manifest before you. You're sitting with that which reminds you, that which informs you, that which allows you to recognize presence. You can go through an entire lifetime and never meet anyone who's present. Happens for many people, maybe most people. You meet lots and lots of people, and there's lots and lots of chatter and a lot of interaction, even perhaps some kind of intimacy. And that intimacy will actually give you a flavor of and a taste of presence. But how often do you meet someone who is present? And what do they have to offer you? Just that. That thing which is essential in them and which is essential in you. This presence. But having them manifest that presence, excuse me, having them manifest that presence means that that presence is within you and in front of you. The presence is in the room. To be able to meet presence is one of the great gifts of spiritual practice. When you meet it and you are sensitive to it, you know it's there. I would walk into Rudy's store or Rudy's house to the classroom, and it was stepping out of unconsciousness into consciousness. The room was filled with Rudy. And what I felt when I walked outside of Rudy's store or outside of his classroom was filled with it. I would walk down the street back to my house, and I was in presence. It would last a long time. And I always knew where I could go back to get it. It was always into Rudy's store or Rudy's classroom. But when he left to go to India, I didn't know where to go. And that's when the teaching really starts, because that's when you go into yourself. And that's when you realize that's where Rudy had gone. That the presence that came from Rudy was mirroring the presence in you. And that you never had to go anywhere. That the journey to presence only led into your own heart. And the only way to get there was to sit still and go there. So for many years you think, well, I've got to go to Rudy's store to get it. Or some of you think, I've got to get in my car and drive to Bruce's to get it. And you all know at this point that's not true. All you have to do is sit down. The problem for all of us is that when I left Rudy's store and carried this presence with me, somewhere along the way, it evaporated. It just wasn't there. I just felt basically lost in Bruce again. Lost in all of my drama, all of my narrative, if you will. And so I built into that narrative the structure of going to Rudy's, going to Rudy's, going to Rudy's. For 7 years, we went 3, 4, 5 times a week, which was amazing. And we would sit at his feet and be filled and filled and filled. And I would think, well, there will come a point where it will never go away. Well, that may yet happen, but it didn't happen while Rudy was alive. And after Rudy died, when I truly had not a month to wait for Rudy to come back, but there would be no Rudy coming back, that's when my real practice started. That's when I really understood it's about me and my work, period. No one is doing it for you. You are responsible 100%. The great thing about having a teacher is that they make it easy in the beginning, and then they hand it over. This is true even in school. You don't stay in kindergarten. They pass you on to the next teacher. First grade, second grade, high school, college. They keep feeding you with information, and at some point you graduate. And you don't go back to college. If you want to keep that information circulating, you have to do it. If you want to stay an intelligent person, it's up to you. Spiritual work is you working. It is you demanding this in yourself. Because your teacher is only there for a short period of time. So it is really your requirement to find that discipline, whatever it takes, whatever is involved, to learn it for yourself. But I will tell you, the great thing about having a teacher is that their presence, which is presence itself, is never not there. Never. I can use Rudy to this minute to tap into presence. I just have to think about him. He's right there. How did that happen? You know? I knew him for 7 years, and it's been 40 years since I saw him. But he's right here. When I sit in my meditation, Rudy's there. And often there's no name to Rudy. It's not Rudy the person. It's the presence. It's just sitting there. And I pass through Rudy, who becomes my anchor, if you will, or my doorway, or my linchpin. He's that which brings me back to it. And then there I am. Finding a teacher who can do that for you is, of course, one of the great spiritual gifts. Finding someone who you can think about, open to, look at their photograph, and have that expansion of inner being occur is what it's all about. So, of course, I tell you all this because, you know, I'm going away for a month. Blanche and I will both be in L.A. And you're all on your own. And for some of you, it's thank God. You don't have to drive so much. For some of you, it's oh no. Now what? In either case, this is a great opportunity to do your work. To just be present, to just feel your way through to yourself. And when you come back in a month, and I come back in a month, we will bring, I believe, a very new and refreshed sense of this presence. Because your effort will have made you more capable of reaching for it and of being in it when it arrives. And my departure from you only makes me long for you and be grateful for you. We are a an integral part of each other. And I don't know if people understand how much a teacher loves his students. But it's not a passive, casual thing. It is a devotion. And I know many students think of themselves as devoted to the teacher, but trust me, a teacher is devoted to you. Devoted to you because he or she sees you as the same person, the same being, the same reality. And enjoys and is amazed by your awakening. In narrative terms, in story terms, the teacher roots for you to awaken. That's all they want. So, over the next month, as you sit down, I will be there rooting for you. And hopefully you'll remember that you can reach into that and draw from it at any time. And finally, there really does come a point where teachers leave you, period. And I just think it's essential to know that. Not to build your house on the foundation of a teacher, but to build your house on the foundation of your own life, your own day-to-day, your own material existence is the framework and the foundation for everything. And if you build on a strong foundation, the building you are constructing will stand, and if you build on a weak foundation, it will never last. So find that foundation in yourself, and that foundation is not the teacher, it's the essence of the teacher. The foundation of your own structure is this endless, ongoing ocean of absolute reality that you are in at any moment, that you are part of at any moment, that it sustains your life and that is your life. If that becomes your foundation, everything flows from it. So thank you guys for coming today, and see you in a month. Does anybody have questions that I need to talk to you?